Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 6th day of July 2016. You're tuned in to the Perspective Power Radio Network. This is Attitude of Gratitude. And you've got Team Gratitude with you today. Myself, Annette Rochelle Aben, and award-winning artist David A. Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. I happen to know he's putting together a brand new CD, so be watching for that very, very soon. Wow. Can hardly believe how summer it is. Summer is the time we just like to be free of everything. We want to be free of work, so people schedule vacations. We want to be free of, you know, stress, so we tend to do things that help us alleviate that. We go places. We go to the beach. We go to the park. We sit in our backyards, stick our feet in a kiddie pool if we don't have, you know, a swimming pool we can just jump right into and swim around in. Maybe people make up cocktails. Other people simply gather with those that they really feel comfortable with, because that's a stress reliever for them. People go to concerts. You know, people do a lot of things, fly kites, walk dogs. But if you can't get out to do any of that, if you can't get out to enjoy Mother Nature or your friends, there's something else that you can do. That's right. You can be free of all the encumbrances by using gratitude. Imagine that. Gratitude, something that is so intangible, can make all those tangible things work better for you. Seriously. When you let gratitude set you free, it almost doesn't matter where you are. You can experience all of that happiness and joy and lightheartedness and rest and tranquility and connection wherever you are. Let's talk about one of my favorite places to be is the grocery store, seriously. And it's kind of funny because I was actually there yesterday. Wasn't planning it, to tell you the truth. Wasn't planning on going until Friday. And yet, for some reason, everything fell into place. And I said, you know what? I think today is the day I'm supposed to go. So, boom, I hit the door running. And we have at this grocery store that I shop at, I shop at a Kroger store. Now, there's Kroger affiliates all over the country in the United States. So, Google search Kroger. And then find your store, whatever it may be. They offer every Friday an opportunity for you to download a coupon for a free product to your little Kroger ID card, your little card that you swipe, and it gives you money off on things that you're buying. It's kind of fun. So the last couple of weeks, they've been fluid items. They've been drinking items. And I don't mean drinking as in alcohol. I mean drinking as in fruit juicy things, things that you'd want to have in the summertime, fruit and water, essences mixed. And I had heard of neither of these products, right? Sometimes the free downloads aren't always at my store. So I go in on the Fridays, obviously, and I'm looking for them, and they're usually placed in one certain spot. They weren't. Okay, fine. I shop in the organic natural health food sections of the store. That's primarily where I shop. So I'm walking through that section, and I'm turning the corner to head down towards a couple other places I want to be. And I see the manager of that section standing there talking to another manager, and they're in the middle of a very serious discussion, so I'm not going to disturb her just to say, hey, do you know what this product is? I might not even be in her section. And as I'm turning my head to make sure I don't hit the cart next to me, I see that product. I see the name. It's not a name I've ever seen before, so it's like, bam, it's going to jump out at you, right? And I was so happy. I just started to giggle. Now, she heard me giggle. We weren't that far apart. We were maybe a couple yards apart. And she heard me giggle, which I thought was kind of funny. And we caught each other's eye because I turned my head. I was laughing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, I can't believe I found it. And I caught her eye, and I said, hey, excuse me for a second, because she gave me the opportunity, right? I said, is this the Friday download from last week or the week before or whenever it was? And she said, yes, it is. I was so happy. I said, oh, my God, I just love you. Thank you. I started laughing. But here's the really funny thing about it. Not only did my gratitude set me free because I was happy, and then I got to pick my favorite flavor. So I picked the coconut one, so it was kind of fun. Because it was like 10 different fruit flavory things, but the coconut one intrigued me. So that's the one I got. But my gratitude set her free, because I'm going to tell you, they were in quite an intense discussion. And I could hear that whatever it was she was talking about with this other manager was not pleasing her at all. And he wasn't pleased either. And all at once, even for a brief and shining moment, they kind of stepped out of the discussion. And she was happy. She was laughing. She was commenting on my goofiness and how happy I was. And for that brief moment, that gratitude of me, number one, finding that product. And I really believe, and this may be going out on a limb, but the gratitude of her to have a break from that intense conversation, which seemed to have absolutely no resolution whatsoever. They were just going round and round and round like they were chasing each other's tail or something. It was, she was grateful she got a break from it. I was grateful that I found the product I was looking for. And I'm going to tell you what, I was happy walking through the rest of that store. Happy, even so much, because there were two products I hadn't found, right? So I found the one that she corroborated was it. And right underneath it on the next shelf was what I thought was the other product. Had the same name, same company. I'm like, wow, both of them are right here in the natural foods department. Imagine that. So I grabbed it, grabbed the flavor I thought I would want, threw it in the cart. And I was still so grateful. I was still riding high, kind of like skateboarding ungrateful, surfing ungrateful. When I got to the counter and the lady rang it up, she said, this is not the product you think it is. Not the one that the manager told me, but the other one that I was assuming. She goes, this is not the free download. I was still so grateful from finding the other one. I thought, I'll just take it off. I'm fine. I'm sorry for, you know, causing you the problem of having to go put it back. But I don't want it if it's not the free thing. These are not things I normally drink. These are not products I normally consume. But I'm willing to try them if they're free. Excuse me. And if I like them, I might go back and buy them. But that gratitude set me free. I had such a good time through the whole rest of the store, because this was right towards the beginning of my shopping trip, that all I did was smile. And I felt like I was around friends, and I felt like I was relaxed, and I felt like I was enjoying the summer, even though I was not necessarily around anybody that I knew or would consider a close friend. I wasn't outside sitting and relaxing with a cold drink in my hand and my feet up on a little rest or sitting in a kiddie pool. Wasn't at a barbecue, wasn't at a family reunion, wasn't at the beach, wasn't at the mountains, wasn't on my bike. You know what I mean? All these things we think we're going to do to set ourselves free. I wasn't involved in any of those things. All I experienced was that split second of gratitude for finding that silly product. I shouldn't say it's a silly product. I notice I haven't mentioned the product because, number one, I haven't tried it. And number two, I don't mean to diss the product in any way. But that gratitude set me free to enjoy the day. Now, let me tell you something. It was hotter than it had been in a while, not the hottest it's going to be or the hottest that it's been. It has been much hotter here in the Detroit, Michigan area than it was yesterday. And it was kind of humid. You know, had I not had something else to do, had I not felt that compelling energy to go out, I wouldn't have left the air conditioning of my house to go. It was ridiculous because when I got back, a little overheated and a little stressed out from the heat just from going from the car to the house. However, I still couldn't shake the feeling of gratitude that I got, you know, 45 minutes earlier in the store because I was so happy I had that product and I was going to get to try it. It's chilling in the fridge. I think today I might crack it and see what it's all about. So the idea here is gratitude setting you free. It created a scenario for me that allowed me to really enjoy where I was. It allowed me to make the most of the situation, no matter what it was. And for a lot of people, grocery shopping is a very stressful situation. Either they don't have the money that they want to spend, they can't find the products that they like. I hear people all the time, you know, sounding disgusted. Well, I don't want to pay that for this price. Or, gee, you know, the ad said that they were going to have these things on sale. They didn't have them. Maybe they did, but they didn't have them by the time you got there. You know, it's six of one, half dozen another. Maybe they didn't have them at all. Who knows? But the idea is grocery shopping for many people is stressful. If there is something that can help take the stress out of that, wouldn't you want to try it? I mean, wouldn't you just want to be a part of that? You got to go buy your groceries anyway. Although I do have to say when I lived in Ohio, there was a little meat market not too far from me, but they had locations all around the city. They had branches. They had locations all around the city. They delivered. If you ordered a certain amount of meat, and I can't remember what it was, but it was not exorbitant. It was exorbitant for a single person, and it was like $35, $40. That's a lot of meat for a single person to order at once. But when you placed a certain dollar amount order, they did deliver. They wrapped it to your specifications, showed up at your door, and they even, and maybe it was because, you know, I have a walker and they would have had to hand me the box, which was unwieldy. They even carried it into my house, and at one point, the one meat guy actually walked it into my kitchen and put it in my freezer for me, which was really sweet. So there still are people that deliver groceries. The point I'm trying to make is most people don't. Most places do not deliver your groceries. You've got to take the time out of your day to go walk through the market. Yes, you have to deal with the other people in there because they're there too. That puts so much stress on people. What can get rid of that stress? Well, you can't go to the market loaded because you're not supposed to drive your car when you've been drinking, so that doesn't work. We don't even want to talk about any of the other performance or mood-altering substances out there. Gratitude, guys. Gratitude is what does it. You walk in, if you find a cart that is available, doesn't have persnickety wheels, doesn't have slobber all over the handles, because let's face it, some of those carts can be a little disgustingly dirty. You find a cart, that's something to be grateful for. Own that gratitude. You find the right cart, own that gratitude. The magic doors that open the minute you walk up to them, hey, they didn't open for me one day. I stood there and looked at them and said, hey, you got to open. I need to get into that store. So the idea is if the door is open, grateful. You walk in and it looks cheery and it smells nice, clean, fresh. That's something to be grateful for. If there are people not standing in your way so you can actually maneuver through, that's something to be grateful for. If there's a smiling face that greets you, that's something to be grateful for. If in my case there's a product you've been looking for and you find it, that is something to be grateful for. Oh, and I did find tofu, by the way, in the markdown bin, only because it was going to expire in like 10 days, which I thought was kind of funny that it was there, for like 89 cents for this package of organic tofu. I was like, oh, mine, come with me. Again, something to be grateful for. But don't you see, I found one thing to be grateful for, and then I found something else to be grateful for. Then I got to talk to that manager person, something else to be grateful for, then something. It was like a tidal wave of gratitude. It was like a tidal wave of joy. Then it didn't matter where I walked through that store, whether I found the product I thought I wanted, or I didn't see something that I was kind of thinking maybe I was sort of going to get, I still had that gratitude. It carried me all the way through. It was amazing. It set me free. And that setting me free allowed me to enjoy the rest of my day. And I had quite a bit of the day left. I mean, it wasn't like I did my grocery shopping and then came home and it was like, oh, well, you know, 2 hours, I'm going to bed. Oh, no. I had several hours of a lot of different things to accomplish. The gratitude set me up for it. It set me free. It was like a little vacation from all the other stuff that was going on in the world. It was a vacation from things that maybe I wouldn't have found so I wouldn't have been so appreciative of. Gratitude. Let gratitude set you free. Because you know what's going to happen? When you can find those things that can allow you to experience that feeling of gratitude, everything else you do after that, in addition to that, is going to be that much more enjoyable. It makes your picnic that much happier. It makes the water that much more soothing. It makes the company of your friends that much more enjoyable. Let gratitude set you free. See what happens. I think you're going to be happy. I think you're going to be glad you did. I think you're going to be listening to this show live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Eastern Time here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. And I think you're going to be checking out award-winning artist David Martinka at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Be watching. He's got a brand new CD that's going to be out soon. Find me, Annette Rochelle Aben, at annetterochelleaben.wordpress.com. And, of course, we're on Facebook, the fan page, facebook.com/perspectivepower. I am so happy that I got to spend time with you. The gratitude of being with you today has truly set me free.